I see fire coming up the top.
Uh-huh. Ross looked at my glasses and said, "You got fire in your glasses. I must have saw your reflection in my glasses."
I see fire coming on the rooftop.
Is it going up on the rooftop?
Yeah.
What about poor Santa Claus?
Huh?
What about Santa Claus?
Hmm?
What about Santa Claus?
He will burn his boots.
He'll burn his boots?
Yeah.
He better not come down, right?
No.
Better watch out, Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus. Not
do that. Do it again? No, let's let it burn a little bit more.
I'll do it.
Oh! I think that's enough now, okay?
No!
Put that away.
Not do that.
No, no more. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'll put a new one on. I'll put a new log on.
Not do it!
No, don't forget.
Why?
You get hurt.
Huh?
You're gonna get hurt.
Why?
You're gonna get hurt, Ross.
Fire?
Yeah.
I really have to. You right?
Yeah, it's a nice fire.
Yeah.
We don't want it to die.
No.
We're gonna help it.
Yeah.
Can you help it some more?
Yeah.
You think it needs more help?
Yeah.
Why does that fire not burn by itself?
Because it's not.
So it doesn't know how, eh?
No. Let's put another new one in there.
Another new one? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait.
Maybe it's doing okay now.
No.
I think it's going to do okay now,
though.
I'm not. Someone really seems to be doing much better.
I don't.
You don't think I'm don't? Why only I'm don't?
I don't.
You don't? Uh-huh. You don't think it's going to do well?
No.
Okay. Well, why not?
Because we had to put in some more oil in there.
That's what more oil in it, I see. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's the end.
That's the end of it, right?
Yeah. Now go. Now do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's coming by itself. We really don't need to. I think it's going really well, man.
Wait.
See what I'll do.
What?
I'll put one more on. No, I think that's enough. I really think it's okay now. I don't think it needs any more help.
McDonald's is ready.
Oh, the McDonald's. We're going to eat the McDonald's, Ross, okay?
Oh!
We'll just close this up and
did
let the
did you go pee-pee yet, Ross?
No.
Yeah, he did a whole poo. He did
a
whole poo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the table for Ross. This isn't for
not for Dad yet. Okay, go ahead, Ross.
I'm going to see the fire.
No, I'll just rest here while Ross is eating.
I'm
going to
see the fire and look when I get to eat my
okay,
Ross, you go ahead, eat McDonald's, and there'll be a fire here.
No. Oh, you want to eat in here? Well, be real careful eating, so I'll
carry it.
I'll supervise.
No, I
want to
stay right off.
No, you have to have it on because we want to see what you're dropping.
Yeah, we'll be real careful, though. Come on, sit down.
Okay, Ross, there you are.
Okay.
What is that?
It's my cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
This is my hamburger.
No, keep the hamburger there. Just leave it right there.
Why?
Can you?
Can't.
You want it? Can't. Can't if you don't want that.
Yes, I do.
Want your hamburger?
Yeah. I'm going to
okay.
This is my favorite fruit pie.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead and eat them. Do you want to tell me what you did at McDonald's today?
My grandpa made me go.
You didn't go?
No.
Really?
No.
How did Mommy get all the food?
Because she did. And I got it from Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can have one.
What happened? Remember we went to McDonald's last week?
Yeah.
What happened then?
And we took a friend.
What?
We took a friend.
Mm-hmm. Didn't understand that. Oh, thank you. That's good.
Wonderful. That's a big one, Fire. You're big.
Very good.
And this is a yellow one for me. Then yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want some ketchup on your french fries?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you how to do it, okay?
Okay, I will.
You know how to do it?
Yeah.
He was trying to open it with his fingers and then he tried to bite it, but he didn't succeed in either one. It's pretty hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do it.
I think I got it now. Careful, careful, Russ. Wait, wait. Now, do you want me to put it on?
I will.
Be real careful, don't spill it. Can I have a napkin?
Not coming.
It's good enough there. Now you can eat those now. That's enough.
And put it in. And that.
Mm-hmm. And that. So Ross said a couple things. We're eating McDonald's. These are all McDonald's. He said, we're going to make that yucky. That box is yucky. I was referring to the box that I put into the fireplace.
The McDonald's.
I asked Ross if he wanted a bite of the hamburger, and he said, yeah, that's the good meat. And then he tried to move his coat, and he said, uh-oh, that go where the McDonald's is.
That one, McDonald's coat goes.
That's where the McDonald's coat goes. Good. But I think he meant, uh-oh, that goes.
This is the McDonald's paper.
You think you put it in the fire?
Yeah.
Okay, it's all yucky. It's going to be all yucky when we burn it.
Yeah.
It's all burned up.
Yeah. But
what
about not that?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Want to eat some of these?
Mmm, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is yummy.
Sure is.
This is yummy McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
That, we're going to keep that there.
Hmm?
We're going to keep that for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that for now, I guess. Hmm?
We're going to keep that after we do it. Let's do it when we fire the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. We're going to work with McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm, thanks.
Are you going to drink this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, drink it.
Hmm.
That's a good cocoa.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Not cocoa, it's Coke, Rob.
It's Coke?
Coke. And you want to finish your fries?
Yeah.
Finish them up.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. It's a napkin.
Mm-hmm. Here's a fry for you.
These are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure are.
Yeah, we're not making a mess. Mm-hmm. Mess.
Nope.
We're not making a mess.
Nope, you sure are. You're doing pretty neat boys.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything on the rug, did you?
No.
Mm-mm. And I'm eating it all up.
Yeah, we're eating it all up.
Here, just finish these off and then we can get rid of this.
We're going to love this.
I'm going to finish these off.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to finish these off.
I'm going to finish them off.
I'm going to finish them.
You're going to finish them?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Can I finish that one?
Yeah.
You finish those. I'm finishing them all off.
I'm finished them.
Ross said we're going to keep those for later, those, that being the French fries. Anyways, that we're going to keep those for later and for the firecrackers place. And he meant the fireplace, right?
Yeah.
Called the firecrackers place.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much this. He knows. What is the real name for it, Ross?
We're going to watch the firecrackers in summer.
In summer. And what is this place called?
Fire.
Fireplace? Mm-hmm. And is it called the firecrackers place? No. He meant the, I think he meant the firecrackers place. Little Ross to give a ketchup to Mommy. He said, okay, I'm going to give it to Mommy and don't eat my hamburger and my McDonald's Coke. Good. Ask Ross. We've been playing.
And I said,
oh yeah, he saw a race car. Then I asked him, how's Marky doing? He said, how's your little pig brother doing? Question mark. He's doing fine. In other words, you're not supposed to call Marky, he's supposed to be your little pig brother.
Little pig brother.
Or little brother pig, remember what? How's Marky doing? Not Marky, my little brother pig, right? I asked Ross to tell Mommy where my eyeglasses are, and he went in and said, where's Daddy's eyeglasses? And she said, that's a funny way. Daddy has a funny way of saying glasses. Most people say glasses instead of eyeglasses. And Ross came back and said, Mommy said,
I said,
Mommy, where are your eyeballs glasses? And Mommy said, what a silly word.
Yeah.
Mommy, where are they? I said to Ross, Marky's crying now. Ross had just finished crying. Oh, I said, yeah, cause him crying just like I did. Yes, that's what I said. Cause him crying just like I did. Ross said, I didn't say that. I said, Marky's crying like I did. Ross asked what some of the creatures on Sesame Street were. I said, what are those? And I said, I don't know. He said, I know what they are. No, I know what they are. What they are.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He did something else kind of cute. He said, Marky don't talk. Marky's too little. Marky don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he'd say da, da, da. No, he said da da.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what does Ross say? No, he said, then Ross said, but I talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what does Ross say? And there was a pause, and then he said, but I talk. And then, but, I say elephant.
It's a hard word. I told Ross that the monster called Marvin likes to go swimming and says, but I'm the only cookie monster going swimming and so's the little monster. first use of a participial in a deleted relative clause that I can think of. Ross, if he wanted some apple, Marky had some apple in his hand, and Ross said, no, and I asked him again, you want some apple? And he said, I want some apples, sure, which was perfectly appropriate. In other words, of course, why wouldn't I want it? Sure, meaning, why wouldn't I want it? Of course I'll accede to your request and take it. Ross had to tell Marky to not turn the light off, and he said, I love you, but you're turning the light off.
No.
Here he is, he's telling Marky not to do it.
No.
He's got his finger, and he's being very stern, telling Marky not to. Tell him that you love him.
No.
Say, I love you, but you can't do it.
I love you, but you can't do it. No.
Tell him why. Tell him why he can't do it.
Why you can't do it? Because
it's
bad to put the light off.
And why is it bad to turn the light off? Because Daddy
is working.
Because Daddy is working. And if you turn the light off, what will happen?
He will put Marky in a garbage can.
Right. Marky turns the light off, I'll put it in the garbage can.
No!
Mark, do you want to go to the garbage can?
He said yeah.
He does? He's cool. Take him out there? Okay.
And then I'll also put him in.
No, that's not. You want to put him in the garbage can? Maybe we should. I got an idea. Let's play with him.
Yeah!
You know that little, let's get that little car. Where's the little car?
Mark?
Where's that little car? Mark, no! I'm under my bed, and he said, see me under my bed, and I said, very nice, and he said, Daddy, you're not seeing me, and which is true, I wasn't seeing him. By the way, that's a case of a progressive, like, arm knowing, and Brown says, an error that children never make, according to Brown. Yeah?
Watch me be a turtle, I said.
You said, watch me be a turtle, right? Well, didn't you say, you're not seeing me?
No, listen.
What did you say?
I said, watch me be a turtle.
Watch me be a turtle?
Yeah, that's the end.
That's the end of what you said?
Yeah.
So should I put this down now? Okay, are you going to be a turtle now?
Yeah.
Okay, what does turtle do? What do turtles do? A turtle crawls like that? Very nice, turtle. You're doing a good job of being a turtle. I asked Ross if Marky could do that too, and he said, no, just I, just Ross do it. Can you do that, Ross?
Yeah, I could do it.
Who's doing it?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Who else can do it? Who else can do it?
Marky.
How about Mark? Mark being the turtle? Look, Marky's the turtle too. Look, Marky's being the turtle. Look at Mark. Look at Mark, Ross.
Look at me.
But Marky's being a little bird turtle. I bumped me on my bed. It means I bumped myself on my bed. I'm going to read Ross the story of the great train ride. Is Marty messing up stuff?
Okay. Let's start over. It says all aboard. What does that mean?
Get on this plane.
Trying to get on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who are these people?
An animal.
Do you know any of them?
They are moving and going
the boy. The girl and the boy, right?
Yeah.
And who's that?
A male.
A grandma.
Grandma.
And how about that guy?
I don't know.
That's the conductor.
The conductor. Mm-hmm.
He takes the people's money. Okay, and now it says loading the baggage. Now what does that mean?
It means loading the baggage.
What do we do with it?
They're putting it in the train.
Put it in the train?
Yeah.
And what is baggage? Do you know what baggage is?
What?
What is it?
On the train.
It's the stuff you put on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and what has it got in? What has it got inside?
I don't know.
Oh, it's got people's clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now. It's okay. It's not good. Now it says loading the mail. Now what does that mean? Loading the mail. What does that mean, Ross?
Right.
Get your nose and get down. No. He knows what to
do. Yeah.
Loading the mail. What does that mean?
It means to put it in the mail.
Put the mail in the train?
Yeah.
And what have they got in the mail?
I don't know.
What is in there?
Garbage?
Nope.
I don't know.
Letters.
Letters.
Mm-hmm. People wrote letters and their magazines. No. Kitchen car. What does that mean?
It means to make dinner.
It means they're making dinner?
Yeah.
And who's going to eat it?
The dog.
The dog's going to eat it?
Yeah.
And who else?
The people.
The people? See, there's a little dog in there.
Dog.
Okay, this says getting the dining car ready.
Getting the
dining
car ready.
Now, what does that mean?
It means they get the dining car ready.
And what do they do to do it? They set the table. You know what it means to set the table? What do you do when you set the table?
No.
Put on the glasses.
Yeah.
And the fork.
No.
Knife. Yeah. Who's going to eat that dining car?
I don't know.
Little doggy?
Yeah.
How about you? Are you going to go eat it?
No.
Just turn the table. No. Oops, not here. That's too far. Oops. Just made it. What does that mean? Just made it. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It means the guy almost missed the train.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to get inside?
Huh?
What's he going to, where's he going to go?
He's going to go to the movie.
No, he's going to get up in the train.
Yeah, and where's he going to go?
He's going to go to California.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here it says, goodbye, have fun. Okay.
And they're at California?
No, they're still in Colorado.
Hmm.
Okay, now here they are.
Huh.
What are they eating?
I don't know.
No, they're drinking beer.
Yeah.
It's called lounge car.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it says, the conductor collects tickets. What does that mean?
It means you get tickets.
And you give him money?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here it says, dining car. What does that mean?
It means eat some food.
You guys eat some food?
Uh-huh.
And here it says serving dinner.
Serving dinner.
What does that mean?
It means when you eat dinner.
It means when you eat dinner.
Yeah.
Now here it says sleeping in the seats. What does that mean?
It means when you sleep in the bed.
Mm-hmm. And here it says bedding down in the sleeping car. What does that mean?
It means when you sleep at night.
Lie down when you go to sleep at night? Uh-huh. And you get pillows and blankets?
Yeah.
Okay. And here it says, so happy to see you. What does that mean?
It says stop.
It means it's the end of the trip and they all made it to California.
Yeah.
That's the end of the trip. Great train ride. Wasn't that a nice story?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time to go to bed, boys.
No, I will read this to
you. Okay. You read that, all aboard?
All aboard!
Good.
What this would say?
Loading?
Loading the baggage.
The baggage.
Okay, here.
You're loading the baggage.
Mm-hmm. Now, loading the mail.
Loading the mail.
Good. I was going to put away Ross's Superman shirt, and he said, "I'll hang it up." Oh, by the way, today is February 6th. Hey, Ross,
A ring,
huh?
Here you say, that's all day. Here you say, little way.
Tiny little soldiers make a gate, tiny little soldiers. What, 10 little soldiers? 10 little soldiers? That's all it's like. And who taught you this? Miss Mary. He said that Miss Mary helped me did this. Help, instead of help me learn this, or he said Miss Mary helped me did this. Dance all day. Who dance for the king? Do they dance for the king or do they dance all day? They dance for the king? Tiny little, 10 little soldiers make a gate.
Little
soldiers make a ring. 10 little soldiers dance for the king. 10 little soldiers dance for the king.
Make a gate. Tell your soldiers, make a way. Tell your soldiers,
for the king.
Tell your soldiers, make a way.
Excellent. And Ross does this all with little gestures. He puts his little hand down, makes a gate and a ring, and dances and then comes.